AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It won't be easy in many places to get to Christmas destinations. Severe cold is moving into many parts of the country. Richard Ott is at the National Weather Service.
A strong area of Arctic air that moved south from Canada. It moved into the north central U.S. a couple of days ago, and it's currently moving south and east as we speak. The Arctic front is currently extended from Pennsylvania down into the southeastern U.S.
The Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center is calling it a historic winter storm. 181 million people are under wind chill warnings or advisories. More than 11 million people are under blizzard warnings. Strikes in France and Britain are disrupting Christmas preparations.
Air travelers are facing possible delays at UK airports as government workers who check passports have gone on strike until the end of the year, with the exception of one day. It's the latest spate of walkouts over pay amid a cost of living crisis that is putting mounting pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government. The government is refusing demands from public sector workers for substantial pay rises. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
The government has acted fairly and reasonably in accepting all the recommendations of the public sector pay review bodies. That's an independent process the government has listened to.
France is bracing for similar travel disruption, with a weekend rail strike on the horizon. Authorities are expecting a 40% reduction in rail services over the Christmas weekend. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nearly 900 passengers and crew were evacuated from a ferry bound for Staten Island from Manhattan in New York after the vessel's engine room caught fire and billowed smoke over the upper New York Bay. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sounded another defiant note on his return to his nation's capital, Kyiv, following his wartime visit to the U.S., saying his forces are working toward victory. This is AP News. Santa Claus is getting ready for another epic gift-giving Christmas trip. The Nerve Center is in Santa Claus Village, just north of Rovaniemi, the capital of Finnish Lapland.
The Christmas preparations are going so well.
But Santa says he's aware of what's going on around the world. Families are feeling financial pressures. Some are even dealing with war.
Good afternoon, Santa Claus.
Santa received a letter from a six-year-old, Petro.
We used to live in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. But now, because of war, we live in Western Ukraine.
He asked Santa for toys for him and his sister and peace for his country. As for Santa's naughty and nice list, it's not too late to get on the nice list. Santa's Christmas wish?
There's lots of people without home, without place to go, without place to live, without place to sleep. So if you can see someone who needs help, please help them.
Santa also got in some practice runs with the reindeer before the big ride. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.